Blog Talk Radio. Won't you tell him I'm coming home?
You're listening to Diablo Radio, and this is your host, T. May. I'm on the microphone once again on this Tuesday afternoon, the first Tuesday of the new year. Man, I am glad it's New Year 21. The season's almost here, getting ready to start for Diablo 11 man football season. Man, I am ready for that. We got preseason games getting ready to pop off. We got a lot of stuff going on. We're going to talk about that, and we got some breaking news. We're going to have a new podcast for the Diablos. It's going to be the Players Podcast. It's going to be hosted by McGee Youngblood and Dylan Payne. And they're gonna be hosting the show, so it's gonna be this Thursday will be the first show for the Players Podcast. So it's gonna be hot and heavy. I'm waiting to see them guys do their thing. It's gonna be cool and hip, and it's gonna be all about the players. They're gonna have different players on the show, so it's gonna be cool. We're gonna talk about things that's coming up. For the Diablos, a couple weeks, they have their first preseason game against the Central Oklahoma Lions. That's the Andre Gonzalez. He used to be a Diablo, and he's going to be bringing his team from Oklahoma down to Texas, and we're going to be playing them guys on the 23rd. Right now, that's planned to be played in Lake Worth. If it changes, we'll let y'all know. But right now, it will be played in Lake Worth, Texas. So that's the big upcoming up game. They got a lot of scrimmages coming up, but that's the first preseason game. I know the TFL has backed up the schedule for the season to start. It's going to start in mid-March, but we're going to have a lot of preseason games in February, preseason game in February, and also the first weekend of March. We're going to have another team from Oklahoma come down in March the 6th. Oklahoma Vipers are going to come down. We played them last year. We went up to them and played them, and they're a little small town, so we're going to have them come down to us this time. And that we don't know where that's going to be played at. We're going to try to get a big place to play that so it could be nationally televised like it was last year. So wait and see. We'll see how that goes, and we're going to work that out. But we're gonna talk about some things that, I am tired. I haven't got any rest this week, so I've been busy. You know, New Year's, we party like a rock star around here. And now it's back to business as usual. Football stuff, getting stuff going. Uniforms getting ready to come in pretty soon. So, we are, as the owners group, we are keeping busy. Got to get back at it. Working on a lot of stuff that's going to come to fruition. So, we got a busy schedule this coming up a couple of weeks now. But it's all good and dandy. It's going to work. It's going to pay off in the end. But pay attention this week. I'm telling you, to the players show. I know Malik, he hit me up last week and said, Coach, when we have a players podcast, what we could do with a player, do the players. And him and Dylan wanted to host it. So I said, well, let's do that. We get some sponsors for it. Let's do that. Let's get that going. Let's get so we're gonna do that on Thursday at 5:30, same time. They're gonna host it. They're gonna have their own guest appearance of people who they want to have on the show. They're gonna have full control of it, so I don't have any control over it. So. And they're going to have free will to do whatever they want on their show. And as long as it's, represent the Diablo name and good, it's all good and dandy, it's going to be fun. I mean, I'm going to sit back and listen to it myself and have fun with it. I might be a guest on there one of these days and give them a hard time. But this show is going to be like, this show is still going to be around. We're going to keep this show going for where you get information from coaches, also players, but it's going to be mostly coaches, the league information, things that's going on about teams, off the field information. So I know some of you guys, people that listen to the show, is always looking one for information about the Diablos, and also about the future. We will be having a new team that's going to be coming on pretty soon. That'll be in the future, and that they'll have their own podcast also and TV channel. So all that be coming on. Yeah. Also, if you're on the Diablo fan page and you listen to the show, get on the fan page, and where you can get the information about the TV channel. We need people to watch the TV channel. You will be able to watch the games when we start playing games. You can be able to watch our actual games. Some of our scrimmages will be played on also on there. It hasn't been updated because we're still working on sponsorships for the TV channel. So if you want to be a sponsor, you know anybody who wants to sponsor, invest in also into the TV channel, get your commercial, your business, your anything like that, advertise, please email me at dfwdiablo at hotmail.com and put my name in that you want to do something with the TV channel, or even if you want to do on the podcast, either one of the podcasts. Also, dfwdiablo@hotmail.com. Send an email, what you want to do, who you want, and we can give you the information, how much it costs, not expensive at all. He's probably spending less on food a day than what you can to advertise on either one of the podcasts or the TV channel. So I promise you, it's well worth it. It was growing every day. The podcast, this podcast, is growing every day, and I believe it. I mean, I have faith that the players podcast will definitely grow, because it's gonna be a lot of players that want to listen to it, because they're gonna have a lot of fun. I think they're gonna have a good time doing it, because I have a good time doing this podcast, and it's cool. Let's talk about this upcoming season and what's going to be different about this season than seasons past. There's a lot of new teams that's coming to the TFL. I'm going to have the commissioner on next week. I'm going to try to have the commissioner on next Tuesday onto the show. He's doing his monthly on the podcast. So we're going to try to have him on next Tuesday. But to talk about that, it's a lot of teams has changed. The names are the same, but the players have switched around and jumped team to team like always. Some of the teams that is normally dominant, not going to be dominant no more. And some teams that's dominant is going to be what we call super teams. They took in a lot of super, what we call name players. On paper wise, they're going to be great. You know, a lot of teams took a step back. My understanding is that the Dallas Vikings, they took a step back. They always normally a good team. They have a good coaching staff. They have good players. But, you know, they have lost a lot of players to other teams that went back to the team they originally played for before to make that team a super team again. And so they're going to take a step back. You know, the Apaches is another team that they changed their name. They are now the Seminoles, and they're going to be another team that's not going to be as dominant that they were before. They always still have the probably one of the best quarterbacks in the TFL, Tyler Banks. He's going to be still there, but you know, line wise. Wide receiver wise, I think they're going to take a kind of step back on that front. They're going to lose a couple players here and there. Defense, they're going to still be great, but you know the offense is going to take a big step back. A lot of other teams it's gone. The Longstar Rhinos, they're taking a season off, so they won't be in the league this year. The North Texas Mustangs, they won't be in the league this year. They're taking a year off. The Ravens was the Cy Youngs. They were the Cy Youngs. They switched names and they lost a lot of players too. They lost a lot of coaching staff, but my understanding they are regrouping. So they're gonna be regrouping up, and they're going to have a good talent of players coming along. Let's talk about some. I got people calling me while I'm doing the podcast. I don't understand why they call me doing the podcast. Everybody knows I do the podcast this time, but don't call me doing the podcast. Especially if you're a player. Players do not call me doing the podcast. Do not answer my phone during the podcast. You want to text me? That's fine. But listen to the show. All right? We were talking about teams that us in our division switching around. The Tigers, Apex Tigers. My understanding, they are leaving the TFL. They're not coming back. So they are going to the Big South. I think they're going to the Big South. So they're going to be in the Big South League. But things have, you know, sometimes it changes. People don't like where they're going, so they switch back and forth. Also, it's not a powerhouse team, but moving in the up direction, they recruited a lot of new players from teams that folded down there in Austin. So they got a lot of new players. So they might be a team to worry about if they come back to our league. Gladiators. That's another team that's on the upswing. They took a year off. They recruited a lot of guys that played for the Paris Stars and get some of their old players back. So they were always a team that's around the championship or in the championship game every year. And so they're a very good team. And they, matter of fact, they played in the championship game for not last year, but 2 years ago, back-to-back, 2 years in a row. So so they've always been a good team. And they always have a dynamic wide receiver core. I mean, they had an okay quarterback. They had multiple quarterbacks. They had one to throw them on the line. But they also had a dynamic wide receiver core, a good offensive line. Their defense was decent. They weren't the best. They gave up a lot of points at times. But, you know, when they made need to make a big stop, they did that. But they are coming back. The Paris Stars, it's another team that was taking a down step, but they still have a core player. So I don't think they have the deep roster as they used to have. So now they're going to lean on more on their, you know, their starting players. They're going to lean a lot on next year. So late in the fourth quarter, if it's a close game, that's where we're going to see how really good they are, because they're going to lean on their running back. They're going to lean on their secondary. That's real good. Who else? Who's else out there? We got a couple of teams that are coming from Louisiana that we don't know nothing about. That's going to be old teams that used to be in the TFL, they come back to the TFL. One is in Ruston, Louisiana. They're coming back this way. I believe they're coming out under a different name. I'm not really sure which name they're coming under, but I don't want to say the wrong name, and later on it can be the other name. So, but there are two teams that's coming out of Louisiana that we might face in our league, you know, crossover division-wise. So we might be going to Louisiana, or Louisiana might be coming to us. The schedule hasn't came out yet, but when it does come out, I'll post it for sure. But I know the season has backed up a little bit, and we're pretty gonna have a pretty much tough schedule like we did last year. Right at the beginning, we probably end up playing the Vikings first and the Apaches back to back. Well, the Seminoles now back to back. And then we'll have, you know, our home games where we play, you know, some easier opponents. Not easy, but not the so-called dominant teams. There's a lot of teams that coming from Oklahoma that's coming to our league. Like I tell you, since we're seeing we're going to play in the preseason, Central Oklahoma Lions, they're going to be coming to the TFL. Now, I don't know anything about them players-wise, but I understand they have, you know, a good line, because some of their alignments play for us, so we're going to know they're going to have a couple, at least two good line, offensive linemen, defensive linemen, so they fall both ways. We're definitely going to find out on the 23rd how they match up. West Texas. They're going to have a lot of new teams in West Texas. The only team that I know of that's going to be consistent coming back is the Scorpion, West Texas Scorpions. They're going to have a lot of guys that come in from their team they had before, and a lot of new guys they got from the Drillers. So the Drillers changed their name to the West Texas Oilers. Now, they're going to be a good team. They're transitioning from the Drillers to the Oilers, and so it's going to be a lot of new faces and a lot of old faces. So it's not going to be like a clean transition. So it's going to be probably their first couple of games is going to be rough for them. They don't have a lot of good talent, but it's going to be hard to, you know, merge good talent, because you're going to have a lot of guys that's going to be two good quarterbacks. They're going to have, you know, several wide receivers. So it's going to be a lot of guys fighting for a starting spot. So it's going to be really tough for them in the beginning. Who else out there in West Texas? It's going to be pretty good. That's pretty much it in West Texas that I know of that's going to be a dominant team. A lot of them teams out there are kind of new player-wise. And, you know, they got a new same name, but got new players, a lot of players. But a lot of teams out there are still looking for players. I think for us, we are blessed to have the many guys we have. We're still looking for linemen that want to come to practice. Them guys, we need them guys at practice. We need them guys on game day. They're the most important people on the field. So we definitely need them, both offense and defense, to get in that work. You're a lineman and you're listening, get your butt to practice. Come on. You're not helping yourself. You're not helping the team out when you're not coming to practice. I know some guys got to work. And if you're too busy to set, you know, the timeouts for 2 hours a week or, you know, 4 hours a week is about 2 days, you should have just taken your name off the roster, period. You shouldn't. You're waking up a spot for somebody that you can get in. Like I said, we don't care about the weekend warrior bull crap. If you just want to show up on game day, then you're not helping us out. Especially linemen. That is not a help. Linemen's got to know who to block a different offense. I mean, well, who to block when you're on offense to different defenses. 3-3 or whatever front you face. It's different blocking schemes, and you got to know which one you're blocking for. You need to know who you're letting go, who you're not letting go. And if you're not coming to practice, you're not getting that information. Looking at it on paper is one thing, and seeing it on the field is another. So, linemen, get your butt to practice. Come on. If you're a wide receiver, quarterback, DB, linebacker, all that, you need to be at practice also. But you guys, y'all need to compete at practice. Compete. I mean, I see some of you guys just going through the motion. Some of you guys are just happy to be there. I know Coach McGee and I know Coach Q. They don't have favoritism. They don't have guys that, you know, they just love. But if you just giving up to Dylan. You say Dylan. Oh, you feel Dylan's the best receiver on the team. You just give it up to him and say, so Dylan's not going to work hard, he's not going to get better. If you come out there and work hard and try to earn a spot, and even if you feel that you're not better than him, outwork him. You might get that spot. I mean, I don't think anybody ever wanted to sit on the bench. I never, in my football career, ever wanted to sit on the bench. Never wanted to be the guy that the third string, second string, I always want to be on first string. And I know this guy's been better than me playing the game. But, yeah, I never let nobody outwork me. I never let anybody show me up. I feel that way as a coach, not as just as a player. I feel that way as a coach. I never, never, ever want a coach to have their guys more prepared than me. And I take that personally myself. And I believe my coaching staff this year feel the same way. They compete against each other, and I like that. I like that Q is getting on Coach McGee, and Coach McGee is getting on Coach Q. And that's competitive. That's what we should have that. And that's going to make the team better. If the offense is dogging our defense and our defense is trying to dog our offense, that's only making each other better. And if you're not giving that good look, as an offensive player, if you're trying to go out there and score on our defense, you're not helping our defense. And if defense players not going out there trying to get interceptions, trying to get to the quarterback, you're not helping our offense. It's not. It's you guys got to help each other to get better. So you don't want to wait on game day and saying, "Oh, the offense sucks or the defense sucks." Well, it's your fault. If the defense sucks, you didn't make them better at practice. You didn't make them better showing them, hey, where the open spots is, where the holes in the defense is, where Coach Q can get on them and say, hey, this is where you need to fix this. You need to fix that. In the same way, defense, if you're not getting interceptions, you're not stopping the, you know, stopping them drive, you're letting them catch the ball, doing the little things, then you're not helping our offense, because when game time comes, that the pressure, when the pressure's on, they don't know how to compete. They just gonna go through the motions like they think they're good, they're better than what they are. You gotta show them, hey, you need to get better. You gotta work hard at it. That's on both sides of the ball. And just playing, just showing up in scrimmages and playing other teams, it's not always the way. You gotta do it in practice also. So you have to get better every single day you get on the field. You got to work hard at this craft. It's not just for guys that just want to show up on a weekend. I'm telling you, this is not that. You got to work at your craft every single day. I know we're giving y'all a lot of information, offense and defense, but you got to soak it in. Because if you play on another level, that's all the time you have. You have less time than that. If you're going to be in meetings, you're going to be doing this, you're going to be doing that. And you have maybe 2 or 3 hours of your time to study your playbook and to learn offense. And they expect you to know it the next single day. I mean, you 5 o'clock in the morning, you got 10 o'clock at night, you just went to sleep. 5 o'clock in the morning, they expect you to know, hey, what's this route, what you do on this play, what you do on that play. And it might be the last, you know, play in the playbook, and you just barely getting through the playbook. You have to know it. That's all the time you have. If you go to an NFL team or any kind of pro team, they give you all the information that you need in a one book and tell you to study it. That's it. You don't take the time out to study it, then it's on you. You lose out. The only way you can get better is to work hard. Do your thing. I'm going to go to commercial. I'm going to come back. I'm going to take some phone calls from some people. And we're going to talk about how we can get better as an organization and how we can get better as players. And we're going to get in a deep discussion about that. And we'll be right back on Diablo Radio.
Let's go, Peloton! Welcome to your 30-minute full body strength. Yes, you can, Peloton! Come on! Nice work, Lisa and Denver! Keep it up! Way to show up, Peloton! Amazing work! You absolutely crushed it!
What's she doing here?
She has a lead on Stormfront.
They're close to a breakthrough at the Sage Grove Center, the psychiatric hospital in Pennsylvania.
What's going on here?
What, is making more soup terrorists?
Get the hell out now.
I thought you said that's gonna work. Listen, it would.
I will never lie to you again. I will tell you everything. Starting with this.
What is Coca-Cola? Is it an excuse to get together? Since 1886, Coca-Cola has been passing on smiles from generation to generation. We've been giving kids scholarships, like the early birds and the all-nighters. And you get to enjoy what matters most. Coca-Cola. Drink up.
Coca-Cola, drink up. Yes, you are listening to the DMW Diablo Radio podcast, and it's your boy Teddy May, and I'm hosting this bad boy today. I'm having fun. Man, I got the pimp juice pouring, and I'm going to have fun today on this show. We're going to talk about some serious stuff about this team, how we can get it better, how we're going to look forward, because the season is exactly 2 months away. Two months away. You know, give or take. It's gonna be hot, man. I'm telling you, this is gonna be the toughest season for the TFL. It's a lot of new teams, a lot of a lot of changes, players going different directions. I'm telling you, like, Tarantulas is one team that's loaded. They are loaded by name. I'm just going to say it by name because you never know. I mean, by name, they have the name players that have been around the league a long time. And people claim them to be one of the best players in the league. So, I mean, they're pretty much loaded. They got one of the top linebackers that people feel. They got one, you know, a couple of running backs. Quarterback core is probably their weakest. But the running backs are stout. They're always going to have to be good at running back because they have Juju Williams, always a good running back. He's gonna be on a second and third team on their running back core this year. So I'm telling you, it's gonna be hot and heavy for a season. I'm gonna chime in with a couple players here. I believe it's a player. 5027, last four digits, 5027. Who's this?
Oh, it's me, Jan. It's Jan.
What's up, Jan? How you doing, Jan?
What's going on? Driving home.
You're driving home? You just getting off work?
Yes, sir. How
I think
you
owe me $20, Jan. I'm doing good. I think you owe me $20,
Why?
Jan. I don't know, but it sounds like it sounds good, though.
I don't think so.
It sounds good. All right, well, I got you on, Jan. What do you expect for this season coming up?
Man, I expect greatness, honestly. I hope everybody's
yeah.
ready to grind just like me, man. I hope.
Yes, sir. I hope everybody's ready to grind, too, man. You and Malik and
yes, sir.
You guys on defense come to practice every time. I appreciate it. Every time I show up to practice, I see y'all there. Working hard.
Yes,
I know you had to leave early this Sunday, but it's
yes,
good to see you guys coming out there working. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I saw that you was at
good to be back.
Flag football tournament, right?
Yeah, I was doing some.
You got
a flag? It's flag football.
Okay, that's cool.
It was a little
tournament. It was at Cowboy
Stadium,
something,
huh? Something I do to stay in shape. Little workout.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's good. It's still helping your craft, you know what I'm saying? So whatever you can do to help your craft is good. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole important thing about it. It's not wasting your time blowing up smoke to people. But that's good. How you feel about the defense so far?
I love it.
What you think
it.
About
you know,
our defense?
I love it. You know, we're just missing a couple pieces, and once we get it together, it's gonna get rolling. I like it.
Right. It's a little different scheme from last year. I know he put a little twist on some of the stuff I did. The same, the color calls.
Yeah, it's way better.
It's way better. I don't say that. You're gonna pump
the
head up.
Okay. Coach Q is doing a better job. Let me put it like that. He's doing a great job.
Okay.
Gotta rephrase that.
Look. Make sure you rephrase that the right way. You know he already got a big head. He already thinks he's better.
Defense was solid last year, so. We're going to be solid this year again. You already know. We just had a couple
ups and downs. Yeah, it's all good. It's going to happen. I like the scheme. I like what y'all doing. I mean, I like what y'all doing over there. So it's gravy. It's gravy. I just think y'all got to pick up your intensity, though, to put more pressure on the offense, you know what I'm saying, so they can get better. Sometimes y'all let them loose. Let them have free will sometimes. I don't know what it is, but y'all be taking days off. Y'all can't be taking days off. Okay?
Yeah, we be on and off. Yes, sir. We gotta pick it up.
Yeah.
I myself gotta pick it up too. I gotta do better.
Yeah, you gotta. Hey, you in the middle. You gotta be a leader, man. You gotta be a leader.
Yes, sir.
You gotta be in Coach Q's ear, man. You gotta, I'm telling you, if you be like Q was when he was with me, he called me every week. Every week. I'm serious. I was married my first time. I think he's the reason why I got divorced. Because he called me every Saturday morning, right before, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. He'd be like, hey, Coach, we should do this. Coach, we should do that. I think we can stop with this defense. We can stop with that defense. I'd be like, yeah. So later, I agree with you. But can you call me later on? I just got in the house, man.
Hey, not for real. Shoot me a text. I'll read them.
Right.
3 a.m.? No. Shoot me a text.
Yeah, I'm
I'll
telling you,
them.
Q will call me 3 a.m. in the morning. He will call me 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
I mean, he's my boy. He got to tell you when I saved his life, though. Now, I'm telling you, I saved his life. That's how we really became real good friends. We were playing at Stampede, the semifinals, going to the championship game. And
yeah.
he was dog tired. We were playing at Wichita Falls. And he drunk maybe 6 or 7 Monsters right before the game. Because Monster was our sponsor. And that's when Monster was our sponsor. So we had Monster as our sponsor.
Damn.
But we had cases of Monster drinks. And they was drinking. Everybody was drinking Monsters on the way to Wichita Falls. And he drunk about 6 or 7 of them. And by the time we got to the fourth quarter, we played in the fourth quarter. We needed one stop to stop him from scoring. And we're gonna hold him to a field goal. If we hold him to the field goal, they can only tie the game.
Yeah.
So we stopped. He made a hell of a stop. Stopped the running back short of the first down, and he did not get up. And he laid on the field. And his heart was, you could see his heart going through the shoulder pad, just beeping so hard. Boom, boom, boom. And he was out of there. And I started doing CPR on him until the ambulance came. And he would have had a heart attack if passed away. And that been, you know, that's why I preach to y'all guys not to drink energy drinks before a game. And he'll tell you not to drink energy drinks because it's not good for you. But yeah, that's and ever since then we've been buddy buddy. Yeah, but he made one hell of a play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna bring somebody else in here, Dan, and see who this is.
Yes, sir.
All right, 5279.
I'm still be here listening.
All right. 5279.
Hey, what's up? It's Chad.
5279. What's up, Chad? What's going on, brother?
How much?
How you doing,
man? How are you?
Good. I'm good, brother. I'm trying to do this podcast and have a little fun today, drinking a little pimp juice.
That's kind of funny, man. You saved Hugh's life and I saved Andre's life. What the hell's up with that?
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I forgot about that.
It's very true. That's very true, man. That's some scary shit.
That is true. You did say Andre's life. Oh my God! They both had heart attacks.
They did. Wow. That's crazy.
What do you think about the player show? What do you think about the player show? What do you think about the players having their own show, man? It's going to be Thursday at 5:30. The players are going to have their own show. Malik and Dylan is going to be hosting it. I know they're going to be hosting it first. So they're going to have their own show starting this Thursday. What do you think about that, Chad? What's your feelings about it, man?
That's good, man. That's good if they can reach, They just need to We need everybody involved, Those guys want to get involved and step up and do it. Then that, we gotta get everybody involved. The guys that aren't there, that are on the team that aren't showing up for practice, that have got other stuff going on, they gotta realize that something's gotta break and give, whether it's them playing or whatever they got going on, So, you know, I've talked to a couple guys. I've talked to a couple guys this week, some offensive linemen that are going to be coming out, should be coming out. I got CJ's coming, so old Butterball.
Butterball.
He's going to come back out.
He don't like that no more, man. He said he got too old for Butterball now.
We won't call him Young Pilgrim's Pride or something, you know. Turkey. But, you know, I'm going to call him Honeysuckle. Yeah.
Honeysuckle. Right, right.
So he's coming. He's coming back. Who else? I try to get Ben, man, but Ben's old girlfriend won't budge on him. So he said he's not going to be coming back at all.
Yeah, I think he's not going to be able to come back. But I think we're good at the center spot. I think we have that messed him up. That really messed him up. That did.
I'm talking to this other lineman. He's 6 foot, like 6 foot six, like 295. He's supposed to be coming as well. So we could get to where Tony might not be able to see over the line. You know, might need a taller quarterback.
Right. Right. It's true. I mean, it's the open competition. We need all guys out there. Competing. I tell you, that should make the job harder for Coach Q and Coach Chris. I mean, Coach Chad and Coach McGee. I mean, all of them coaches' hard job to compete. I mean, don't let them make it easy and say, oh, yeah, I see so-and-so. He's at practice every day, and he's doing his job, and I don't have nobody else doing it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should be out there working. If Coach say, hey, we're going to have practice on Wednesday, and you can't make it on Wednesday, call Coach and say, Coach, hey, can you meet me on Friday? I can do my extra work in on Friday. Or, hey, Coach, what can I do to do this? Hey, put in the effort, you know what I'm saying? If you want to play ball, play really take this craft seriously, I'm going to tell you, I watch other teams, and I see other teams, and I see they post, I see what, you know, they talk about. I could tell you, like, the Vikings are one of the teams that go out. They go out and work out in the gym together. They go, they might not practice all the time, but they put in the extra work every single week. Every single week. And the Tarantulas are the same way.
That's very true. Look at when we were with the Hornets, man. We would have one organized coaches practice per week, and then a game on Saturday. And then all the other players decided they were going to have their own practice on Thursdays. You know, they stepped up and did that on their own. You know, right now I don't feel that Saturday is enough practice, so we need to get all on the same page where we can have find a field with some lights or something where we can have a night practice on Wednesday night or. You know, Thursday night or one of those nights.
We're gonna work on that. Me personally, I'm gonna work on that this week to try to find another field where we can have lights. Me personally, so what we can have a practice on during the week. So we're gonna need it. Definitely when the season starts, we're gonna need to have 2 days for practice with lights. You know what I'm saying? So we need to start knocking that down.
That'd be perfect, you know, like Tuesdays and Thursday nights, you know.
Yeah. We're gonna need that. And I'm gonna take it personally myself and look into that to find that, get that information. That's gonna be my job on Thursday and Friday this week.
I think we have a lot of potential.
I think we can go a lot farther than people expect us to go. I heard through the grapevine that we're going to be ranked in the top 25 in the nation. And I'm not, you know what I'm saying? So if they do bring out the poll, that we'll be ranked ninth in the top 25. And that's a big for our organization, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of new teams don't get ranked in the top 25, you know, in the nation. So we can be 25 and we can win the TUSL, we automatically qualify to go to Miami. So
right.
I mean, just imagine that. So we can win
cool.
it. Yeah. And, you know what I'm saying, we can win it. We can be, you know, we can be the number two team easily in the nation if we win this league. Easily.
Right. A lot of stars got to align before now and then, though, you know.
Right.
It's not just us.
We, as owners, it's going to take every player. I mean, if you're the last guy on the bench, it's going to take you just as much as it's going to take the guy that's number one, you know what I'm saying, the starting.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm kind of saying. We have to come together as one team and click as a team and have that camaraderie, you know. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're first string, second string, third string. You need to know what's going on because you never know when somebody's going to go down and it's your turn to step up, you know.
Right. You know? Or somebody miss a game or have a bad game, and that's your chance to show the coach that you can ball, and you can earn that spot away from somebody.
Yeah.
So,
yes, exactly. I mean, it happens. It happens every weekend in the college ranks and in the pro ranks. You know, somebody gets hurt,
mm-hmm.
and the next guy steps up. Well, that guy that got hurt, guess what? He don't ever see the field again. You know.
Mhm. Mhm. That's Tony Romo.
Exactly.
Don't believe,
exactly.
Tony Romo.
Yeah.
He got. Yeah.
That's Brett Favre. You know.
He got that. Yeah. That's Brett Favre. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
feeling like I can bring somebody else in here with us. Hold on one second. All right. 5544. Who is this? 5544.
What's up, coach? What's up, coach? It's Dylan.
What's up? What's going on, Dylan? I thought that was you. I wasn't for sure. I'm trying not to. I was just saying anybody's name. Yeah.
What's going on?
What'd you say, Chad?
Oh, I'm just.
I said he's stalking your number, Dylan. Watch out, bud.
Hey, I've been trying to talk to these coaches about Dylan, man. I still memorize Dylan's number by heart. I've been trying to get all these coaches to give Dylan a shot. Trying to get Dylan out of here. Yes, sir. Trying to get Dylan a shot, man. What's going on? How are you doing today, Dylan, though?
Oh, I'm good. Just got off work and everything, chilling at the crib now.
Man, are you ready? Are y'all gonna be ready Thursday to do y'all own show? And I'm pumping this up, man. It's gonna be. I know y'all gonna do everything different. Have a good time. Have fun. Are y'all really gonna be ready?
Yeah, we stay ready.
Okay. You said Colin Collector. They said that. I mean, it's a lot of work into this on the show, man. I mean. I'm just gonna be the engineer. I'm gonna stay back and just watch y'all and listen. But it's gonna be fun. I'm ready for it. I'm gonna get all the sponsors for it. Get the money to pay for it.
Malik's really the mastermind behind it. You know that boy thinks too much.
Right. Yeah, he came with a whole plan. I mean, I say okay. All right, Malik. I'm gonna get the show going. But I just gotta get some more sponsors for it. We gonna handle it up. So it's gonna be all gravy. So if you got anybody want to sponsor the show, want your commercial on the player show. What y'all gonna call it? That's what y'all need to do. Y'all need to get with a name because I've been calling it the player show. So I need to come up with a name. The Diablo something. So I'm changing this one to the Diablo token show. So we're gonna change the name to this one. We're gonna get to it. If it's okay with the sponsor. So you know, Smokey got grease our name. We have, you know, we have a sponsor.
Yeah.
Whatever y'all come up with, and then we're gonna roll with that, and we're gonna pitch it. We're gonna get people to pay for it, and all that good stuff. But I'm broke. I ain't getting no stimulus check. I ain't getting none of that. I ain't worried about the mailbox or nothing. No taking my account. No stimulus check for me. Next week I'm moving, so the pimp house is gonna be gone. Now I'm gonna be in an apartment. Next week.
You're nuts.
Be in an apartment. Huh?
You're nuts. Nuts.
I am nuts. I say that all the time. I work in a nut hospital.
Yeah, wait until your ass hits them stairs at about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, stumbling and bumbling.
Hey, that sounds like me. I was so drunk New Year's. I didn't even make it to New Year's to see the ball fall. I was knocked out.
Yeah, you Jesus. Saw a ball fall, that bald-ass head falling.
I did not make it, man. I was out of there. Oh man,
I feel it. As soon as it hit 12:01, my ass was done. I was done.
I didn't think I made it to 11:50. You're talking about 12:01. I think 11 o'clock I was out of there. 11 o'clock I was out of there. Hey, did you see Coach's name on Sunday? Them Budweiser pants, man. I should get a Budweiser sponsor for them pants he had on, man.
Yeah, there you go.
They would look good in black too. The black with the red Budweiser. That'd be our pinstripe jersey.
Right,
and that'd be
cool.
All right, but Joe couldn't come around.
No, he'll end up buying out the sponsor
before the game. Oh my god,
that'd be funny, man. I miss my boy Joe. Joe had me. He really got me scared of white boys with beards. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
that boy is crazy.
He is crazy. I've known that dude since we were 6 years old.
We all
man,
love us some Joe.
Yeah, but the thing is, if we had 5 Joe Coons on the O line or D line, we'd be set straight for years and years.
You ain't lying.
That dude's
mentality
yes, sir.
By itself is pretty damn hard
yes,
to find.
Yes, sir. You are 100% right. He has a heart of a lion. I'm not lying. That dude right there balls his heart out, man.
Yeah.
And that when we went to Oklahoma last year and he played both sides of the ball, he did not want to come out the game at all. And I know he was dead.
He wouldn't.
I was dead tired looking at him, man. He didn't want to come out the game. I'm telling you, that boy, he's the real deal, man. Yes,
yep.
sir. Yes, sir.
Can't even catch his
yeah.
breath. Just got done smoking a Marlboro Red 100, and he's telling you to leave my ass in the game.
Right.
That's just how he was. He didn't care how tired he was, how much pain he was in. He was playing.
You know who else is like that, though? Mm-hmm. Cal's like that.
Terry? Yeah. Yeah,
Cal's
like
that,
too. Cal's like that. He's definitely like that. Yes, sir. He's definitely like that. He wants to win. That's why I love about Cal. Cal loves to win. He wants to win. He will do whatever he got to do to
oh,
win.
Oh yeah.
And Joe's the same way. Joe's the same way. But you see it on Cal's face. I mean, he'll play a position that he don't, you know, like to just to win. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
He played O line with us all throughout 8-man, and he's a tight end, a
mm-hmm.
true tight end.
Yes. Yep.
And he was playing center.
Yeah, he, Yeah, he never really wanted to play. He never really wanted to play. Yeah, he played everything with us in the Hornets.
I mean, he played freaking everything, man.
Yeah.
He
could easily be the starting number one tight end, but you need a big body to play somewhere else. And he's like, all right.
He's cool with it. That's a good thing about it. You got some guys don't want to play on the line, because they just don't want to. But, it's like I said.
It's not a pretty, position.
Yeah.
They don't want to play
with the Hogs,
It's the most important position, though. It's not the prettiest position. It's the most important position. I mean, I can't.
Your name don't get called on the scoreboard or on the highlight reel when something happens. O-line looked good. The only time
your name gets called is if you got a holding,
Or you happen to be the left guard or the left tackle that just got Theismann's leg snapped. That's the only time you ever hear about who the hell that Redskins guard or tackle was.
I'm pretty sure
that dude was done in 3 years. But he's still a household
name.
Yeah, exactly. After that year, he was a household name of a screw up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Man, I'm going to ask somebody else in here. All right, we're going to.
Terry,
what was that?
I got another kid too. You remember that? You remember when we went to Oklahoma? That big kid that came there, and then there was another kid that came with them, and the other kid had a concussion, but he played with youngster too. That kid didn't go back to school this year, and I reached out to him, and he's interested too. So we could potentially just be Hogs on the whole line, really.
Are you talking about that kid that got in a wreck with the youngster that second weekend that they tried coming?
The what?
Is it that kid that was going to come with youngster that second weekend that got in a wreck with them? Or was that
the
big
O-lineman? Not the big, tall guy. Remember, there was another one that was shorter.
The one that was wearing all the OU shit.
Yeah.
He was wearing all the Oklahoma, and he had like a little fuzzy beard, and he had brown hair and shit.
Yeah, he's like 5'5", but he's like real thick, real wide.
Yeah, he was like 5'5", 5'6", like 280.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, him. So he didn't go back to school, so I reached out to Kobe and ask him if he wanted to play, and he said he'd be getting in contact with me. So hopefully he calls me,
cool.
Man. We could really make this thing go.
Yes, sir. That's good.
Bring somebody else in.
I'm gonna add somebody in here. I'm gonna add somebody else in here too. 3922. Who's this?
Last
4 digits of your phone number. 39. Who's this?
KD. KD.
What's up, KD?
KD, what?
I don't know. Yeah, a lot of y'all probably don't know me. I'm kind of new.
You kind of new?
Yeah, I'm new to the Diablos. I came with Coach McGee, basically. I've been playing with Coach McGee for about 3 or 4 years, but I was at practice Sunday. I was at a tailback with it was me and Dylan and Cahill.
You had the Lions jersey on?
The Lions? No, white uniform.
No, Jay, he had the black Dream Team pants on.
Like a shiny backplate, so that's probably how you remember. I don't know how I stuck out other than that, like a shiny silver backplate.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Welcome to the family, Doc. Welcome to the family. Well, hey, how you
feeling? I'm feeling okay. I'm a little sore. I'm pretty good.
That's good. That's good.
Doing the same stuff I usually do, just
kind of
icing up after when I get home from work. But I'm good
though. Okay. Well, how you feel about the team so far? What do you think?
I ended up with the Diablos. I really, Coach McGee. I stopped playing ball
like 2 years ago, just because I couldn't commit the way I wanted to, work and stuff like that. And it really, McGee didn't really like it. And I was honest with him, because if I can't be there the way I want, then, you know, I'm not just told him. And he hit me up a couple times to come back out and play, because he was like, hey, man, I'm in your area with Dream Team, and I want you to come or whatever like that. And I just kept putting it off, and I finally came out, and I played with him. And that was the first time I met Dylan and Tony. I played with him that game when we played, can't remember the name, but it was like a little turkey ball game. I played with him that game, so mm-hmm. I'm really thinking I'm playing with the Dream Team. And so I the next week they was talking about a big merger and everything like that. And I talked to McGee and I asked him how he felt about it, what was he doing, because I was confused. I'm literally just meeting everybody. You know what I mean? Then the next week we merged and I didn't know what was going on. And I talked to McGee and he told me where he was going. And like I say, I really vouched for McGee, and I know he vouched for me. And I just kind of, you know, figured that on my own. You know what I mean? I kind of came out there and just seen, you know, everybody and just got a feel for it for myself. And I just felt like, you know what I mean, Diablo, you know, the better option for me, especially with Coach McGee. That was the same way he was going. And it's just me personally. I just like the structure of it so far. I feel like a lot of these guys here, you can tell a lot of them are already gelled together. They've been playing with each other already, and that was a big time for me. You know what I mean? So you kind of got some chemistry there, and I was just like, if I could just kind of fit in and get to know everybody and not fit in today, you know what I mean? I see a lot of potential with the Diablos, and it makes me excited. You know what I mean? I just, you know, we can just get everything together the way we, you know, the way we want to. You know, I see a lot of light at the end of the tunnel. So far, yeah, you know, I don't want to run off at the mouth, but yeah, I do like it. You know, I do like the Diablos, and I'm still getting to, you know people. I feel like the new guy on the block, just like now. You know what I mean? Because I don't really know anybody, but I'm learning. You know what I mean? I'm getting to know people. I know Dylan a lot. I know Tony the most with the offense. I met Kay Hill with the Dream Team or whatever like that, but I don't really know a lot of names yet. But like I say, I'm new on the block, but everything that I'm seeing so far, I'm satisfied. You know, I'm excited.
That's good, man. That's good. Man, if you ever need anything, man, you can always reach out to us as owners, man. I got our door open. I'm not always at practice, so you can just, you know, you can mess with me at any time. So, I'm glad you're part of the family. I always welcome people in. Coach McGee, fast for you. I mean, you've got to be a good guy, because I know Coach McGee, he's an excellent guy.
He's
a man of his word. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's definitely that. So, yeah. I mean, I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you.
I'm going to bring somebody else in here. Bring somebody else in here and we see who we else got. We got a lot of people here today. How much you made? All right. 5466. Who is this?
This is Mac.
546. Who?
Hello? Hello? It's Mac.
Who is this? Yeah. Mac.
It's Mac.
Mac? Mac, what's Mac? Mac? What's going on,
dog? You know Mac Truck. Number 4. The only and one and only.
Number
4? One and only.
Hey, what's going on, Travis? How you feeling, man? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man.
How you doing, brother?
I like to say, man, I really appreciate everybody, you know what I'm saying, for helping me out with going through what I was going through with my family and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, that meant a lot to me.
Family, man. Like I told you, we all family, man. If you need something, just let me know, man.
Man, I really appreciate everything, man. The kids appreciate it, too. Man,
that's
but we got
good.
Everything.
That's good. They doing
now,
good?
Man. The kids safe. Yeah, the kids safe. They with their, you know what I'm saying, grandpops, so everything good.
That's good, man.
Now it's time to get to business. I'm ready to get to work, man. I know I've been slacking off.
Yeah, you have.
I'm ready
slacking.
To put the
but it's okay. You got a pass.
Yeah,
you got a little pass. We have to see.
Nah, ain't no excuses. I'm still slacking, man. I gotta get out there, man. This ain't like me. I ain't never miss a practice.
Right. When you was a homie, you never missed a practice, unless it was something serious. So I know. But it's
you know,
okay.
I'm getting old, man.
Got
knees
time.
Ain't what they used to be.
Yeah.
You gonna agree with that?
Yeah. Well, look, I don't know what I can say on that. At least you know. least you know.
Hey, I'm doing good. I've been working out, man.
Hey, where your buddy at? You still locked up?
Which one? So Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ain't gonna see Eddie for a couple years, man.
Dang.
He's gonna be gone for a couple years. Yeah.
He just messed up his probation?
Man, yeah. Doing dumb stuff, man. Messed his probation up, man. Now he gotta sit the rest of it out, so he's gonna be gone for about at least a year and a half, so.
Damn. Where are you playing for, man?
We still got nails, though.
Travis, when's nails coming out?
Yeah, we got nails coming out, man. He gonna come with me next Friday. So we got nails back.
Oh. Okay, that's good.
I got a whole bunch of people hitting me up, too, man. Everybody talking about they want to bring the family back together. I said, oh, okay, come on through. Let's make a real big family over here.
They trying to bring the whole gang back together. They not happy over there with
The Seminoles.
Whatever they call. Yeah.
I don't think they happy over there with the Seminoles. I ain't gonna lie. Some of the OKC boys were talking about it. Andreas wouldn't have made that team. They all would have came back.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I think a lot of them
want
to come back.
Yeah, so we got a lot.
I love the team we got, man. I really don't want to mess it up with no cancer. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I love the team we got. I like the players. That's why I'm kind of picky about who comes on into the team that we used to have. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like that. I don't like the cancer. You know what I'm saying? I want us to be better than that, where we were. And right now, we got a lot of guys that like to have fun.
Yeah.
We got a lot of guys that like to have fun and like to joke around. And it reminds me of the old Stampede days. When we joke around, kid, and everybody get along. I mean, you know, having fun, playing the game. And that's a good thing right there. You know what I'm saying? I think last year was kind of uneasy for me. You know what I'm saying? Because it was kind of like everybody didn't. It's too much clicking. You know what I'm saying? So it was too much. These guys were together. These guys were together. These guys were together. And I think now it's kind of mixing up a little bit more. And I think we need to have one event before the season starts to make everybody comfortable with each other. And I still want to have the tournament, the Madden tournament. So we're gonna work on that. We're not gonna have it at Chad's house because that's too far away. Like I wanted to, but I think I found a place where we can have it.
Y'all go ahead.
So
I mean, I got Madden 21. I got a couple Xbox.
That's what we're talking about doing. And then we got two of them.
Oh, yeah, I got another disc. Coach, I found J-Mac.
You got another edition. Who? J-Mac.
I found J-Mac.
Last time I reached out to him, his girl told me he was in jail in Mississippi.
Nah, I had talked to him. They had three-way called me. But he said he still actually get out of jail right before the season starts. He said he going to come on over, too.
Okay.
But he got chunky, though.
J-Mac.
He got chunky. I don't think he run as fast as he used to. Yeah, he got fat.
Oh, that boy. That boy has slave feet for real.
Yeah, he can be a
running
back.
He might have to.
I ain't gonna lie, he looks like a pulling guard right now.
Oh my god!
Honeysuckle too.
Oh my god.
He look like a pulling guard right now, but hey, he'll get there, man. He'll get there. We'll get back to
him. Hey, we need some good linemen.
I'm going to ask somebody else in here. Who's this? Hold on. Hey, it's a 214 number. Last four numbers is 2123. Who's this? Hello? 214
number. 2123.
Yeah, 21-23.
21-23.
Hey, this is Vic, coach.
Vic, what's going on, Vic?
What's good, coach?
Where you been, man? Where you been?
Man, just working. Just working and
working.
Trying to get this court thing situated on the 13th for next week.
You got a court thing on the 13th?
Yeah, I know it's going to get dismissed.
That's good. That's good. At least you know it's going to get dismissed.
Yeah, so I didn't know nothing about the practice on Saturday. Yes, that's my fault as a man. I apologize
to
the coaching staff and the players. As a man, I take that responsibility. I didn't look on our chat to see it. But you already know I'm here to stay. I done bought all the gear and everything. So, I'm here to stay.
I know, man.
That work and try to get another ring.
You got more Diablo stuff than me. You got more Diablo stuff than me. And I made it. I mean, I got everything. You don't have a license plate, though. I have a license plate. I just don't put it on my car.
Just,
I have a license plate.
Just wait till you see how the bike gonna look in the summertime.
Wait till you see the shoes come out though. I'm gonna have the Diablo shoes pretty soon too. So yeah, wait till you see them. y'all gonna hate me when the shoes start.
Just wait till I get my. I'm supposed to be getting my bike airbrushed with the team all over.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna travel with Diablo with me everywhere I go.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm gonna bring somebody else in here. All right, Vic, hold on. Okay, I'm bringing somebody else in. Stay listening. I'm gonna bring somebody else in. Last four numbers is 5837. 5837. Who is this?
I'm just listening, coach. Just a little bit.
A little bit. What's going on? A little bit. All right, man.
I'm
thanks
good.
For just listening. A little bit. All right, we'll talk to you later. All right. 7040. Who is this? 682. 7040.
Oh, I'm just here to listen, coach.
7040.
This is Tony.
Tony, what's going on, Tony?
What's up?
All right. All right. He's just listening. Tony's just listening. We're going to talk about Tony in a minute, Chad, okay?
All right. We'll talk about him.
Yeah, you hear me? We're going to talk about it while he's on the hold on. All right, 5176. Who is this?
AJ.
AJ, what's going on, AJ?
Nah,
man. Now, look, let me tell y'all something about AJ. AJ is probably the biggest player on the team. I'm just going to put that out there. AJ be having all the women. Every time I get a female to be inboxing me, they friends with AJ. AJ got all the mugs in the middle. I cannot look. I thought I was a player. AJ got all the play. He player for real.
Man,
AJ is the player.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't got nothing to do with none of that.
Look, I'm like, dang, AJ, man, that's AJ. Like, oh my god. Mm-mm-mm. What's going on, AJ? How you doing, man?
I'm pretty good.
That's good.
Pretty good.
You just listening?
Sitting here. Yeah, sitting here playing a little Call of Duty, listening.
Playing Call of Duty? Man.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm getting full on the Tim juice. So.
Oh, yeah.
Dad, we should talk about Tony now. So we got Tony in line. We're going to talk about Tony. Tony is now the new Butterball. He should be the new Butterball.
No, Tony's not. No.
Huh? No.
No, he's not the Butterball.
He's not?
Every other team calls him the Butterball. We can't find him. We can't call him the Butterball.
Everybody calls him the Butterball quarterback. Rolling Poly quarterback.
All right.
The Rolling Poly. he's bumbling,
stop. Oh, jeez.
For real. I love Tony. I love Tony's death. But he run, when he runs Lonzo Ball is he's going right? No, he's not. He's down. No, he's not down.
He breaks away.
He works hard at it though. I give him.
He does.
He gives him. He got to give his hands down. When we need a yard and we quarterback sneak, he's going to get it. Majority of the time. At least, you know, 10 out of 10. Well, 9 out of 10, he gets it. So that's good. But, yeah, he's a bumbling quarterback. Bumbling.
You didn't lay off the pimp juice already.
Huh?
You need to lay off the pimp juice already.
I know. I need to. But this is my day off. I got to go work tomorrow, so. I got to enjoy it today or tomorrow. I'll be back to the crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Crazy tomorrow. But, yeah, we got like 13 minutes left in this show. Man. Are you ready, Chad? Are you ready for the season, though? I'm ready to see it start. I hope it's finished. You know, I hope this corona will end. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I'm kind of hoping that. But yeah, it's gonna look like it, but I hope it does. I hope a lot of stuff changes. I know it's kind of hard for us to get fields, the good fields, because they pretty much got it locked down. But yeah, I hope the season gets started and finished, and we have a good year. You know, make the playoffs, and whatever happens after that, you know, it happens. For me personally, this year it's gonna be a lot of work. I got a lot of stuff planned for the team and my own personal life I want to get done. Us having three teams now, it's going to be interesting. We're going to be getting one launched off the ground, two launched off the ground, while one be playing during the summer. It's going to be busy for us owners. And, I'm ready. I just hope we all can work at it and be on the same page, you know what I'm saying? So as owners, I mean, we always agree or disagree to stuff, but
yeah, pretty much we agree though. You there? Hello?
You know, our youth tends to get the short end of the stick in terms of the investment that's put into them, but I think it should be the opposite because they are our future. A lot of things that you learn from sports. When you're the father of four daughters, this becomes not just a belief, it doesn't become a challenge, but it becomes a passion and it becomes a mission. Because this is the world that they are going to be growing up in. And I want to make.
Oh man, we had technical difficulty. I am so sorry. We're back on the air. Chad, you still there? Chad, can you hear me? Chad, you there?
What's up? Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Man, we had some kind of glitch. It knocked me out of there. I couldn't, my microphone wasn't working, so I didn't know we was on the air or not, but for a couple of seconds. But we back. Man.
You hit the wrong button with the pimp juice.
Man. Yeah, the pep juice is always flowing on Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday night. It's always flowing. So, yeah. Pep juice always flowing. That's how I get a good night's sleep.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah, it's, man, I'm ready, though. I can't wait to see the other teams that out there. Who he's gonna face? I need to call John. I'm gonna try to get John on the show next week, but I need to talk to John about the schedule. He told me kind of like it would be ready last month, but I think a lot of changes has happened, and things are happening. So we're gonna work on that though. We're gonna try to have him on the show and see what's going on. Get the Honda, get the scoop. It's the scoop itself. So we're going to be ready for that. All right, guys, y'all can, you know, when you're listening to the show, if you don't want to actually use your phone, you can log in to blogtalkradio.com/DLW Diablo Radio. I mean, DLW Diablo, and you can actually chat, and we can chat back and forth, and you can ask questions. So, when the, but you don't have to actually use your phone. I know we all call in, like to call in, but sometimes you don't have to do that. So you can chat through your computer if you're at work or wherever. You have your family members call in. It's all good. This show is for everybody to just find out about Diablo football, what we got going on, commercials, and all that good stuff. And the player show is this Thursday. Log into the player show. I hope all you players log in. Bring awareness. The ratings go up on the player show, we can get sponsored for the player show. And that will be, you know, fully paid for. It won't be coming out of my pocket this time after this. So I want you guys to make sure you get people to listen to the player show so you can get sponsorship. And when it gets sponsored, it's all gravy. It's all gravy. So, they can have more stuff. And you're a player and you got, you know, a business that want to, you know, invest in the team or want to sponsor your package, reach out to Chad or me or Coach Chris, and we can get that going. We can sit down with them and talk business. Or you can have them email dfwdiablos@hotmail.com, and we can get back with them that way too, and tell them what they want to do, invest, or want a commercial, or a banner at a game, or a pay for a game, or anything of that nature. Just let us know, or a TV channel. Also, and Chad, you got anything you want to bring up? Players coming to practice. I know y'all got practice Sunday at 3:00. Be there.
Did the scrimmage get canceled?
I don't know. I don't know. I forgot all about the scrimmage. You know, I don't.
Yeah, we're supposed to have a scrimmage Saturday at 3:00.
That scrimmage is Saturday at 3:00. Let's cancel it. I don't know anything about it. I know we have.
Yeah, okay.
We do have a scrimmage. Yeah, I forgot all about that. I believe it's
Garland Aztecs or something.
Yeah, the Aztecs. The Aztecs is an old team. It's coming back. They're coming back. So that's a national championship team like 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. They won a national championship. So they're coming back.
Oh, really?
That team back. Yeah. Now, I don't think they don't have all the same players. A lot of the players that left that team are started their own team or are with other teams. So I don't know if they're going to get a lot of them players back, but that's an old team. And they used to play in a summer league. They switched back and forth from a summer and spring league every year, every other year. But they won a couple national championships. Yeah.
Should be a good test for us.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Remember when we was you out there when we scrimmaged the Phoenix?
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, when we were with the
Hornets,
right? Yeah.
When the owner of the Hornets was threatening to tell me he was gonna beat people up at scrimmage. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he was crazy then. Yeah. But But that team, some of them old coaches are on the with them. A lot of their coaches are with them.
Oh, really? So,
yeah, and so a lot of them players went over there too. A lot of their skilled players did. So I don't know how. That's what I'm saying. Phoenix is going to take a step back from this year, but they're going to lose a lot of players from the Aztecs.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got, Terry. So.
Yes, sir. And we ain't got that much longer in this show. So we got like 2 minutes left, and I'm gonna play these couple commercials, and make sure these commercials get played. And we're gonna end the show on a high note. Nah, I don't plan to play. I'm gonna play a song out. I'm gonna play a song. See how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this. It's a good day. With my boy Ice Cube. All right, Chad. I'll talk to you later, brother.
All right, buddy. See you guys later.
All right, peace, love, and happiness. We're gonna party like a rock star on here. Ice Cube, it's a good day. My boy Ice Cube.
Waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hug. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight, and everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. To the pad and hit the showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday, them boos tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a brother's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching your MTV rap. What's the haps on the crap? Shake them up, shake them up, shake them up, shake them. Roll them in a circle of homies and watch me break them with the Sabbath. 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7 even back door, little jump. I picked up the cash flow. Then we played bones, and I'm yelling domino. Plus, nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my homie's house paid. Picked up a girl, been trying to dig since the 12th grade. It's ironic, I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics.
felt on the big fat fanny, pulled out the jammy and killed the punani. And my Jimmy runs deep, so deep, so deep, put her butt to sleep. Woke her up around one, she didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the Top Gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting, took another sip of the potion, hit the three-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out, dropped the bird off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fine dreams, didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for the murder, 2 in the morning got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it read Ice Cube's a pinch. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my page is still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.